As Australia's natural environment and biodiversity comes under increasing pressure, it's long been proposed that part of the solution is to start valuing our natural capital, that we should include in our national accounts the economic benefits of clean air and water, healthy soils and dense forest. Universities have been trying to do it for some time. For example, the ANU calculates that the water catchments in Victoria's Central Highlands region are worth 25 times more than the value of native forest logging. Well, the federal and state governments are now getting on board and they're developing a framework for a national system of environmental accounts. But how will that square with the escalating land clearing rates and the continued logging of native forests across the country? Greg Borschmann reports.
Without great fanfare, the business of making economic decisions about the Australian environment, natural assets like water and forests, is heading for what could be a dramatic shake-up. State and federal governments are currently working on the strategy, and the goal is to have an agreement signed by the end of the year.
The model for doing this has been developed by the United Nations, the IMF, the World Bank, and it's called the System of Economic and Environmental Accounting, or SEA. And it's now being used in 54 countries around the world, and most recently Australia's become one of them.
That's Professor David Lindemeyer. Based on that proposed national model, Lindemeyer's team at the Australian National University has just presented a 200-page report to the Victorian and federal governments on the economic values of the Central Highlands region in Victoria. The study found that every year, water supply in the area is worth more than $300 million. Tourism, $260 million. Carbon storage, $49 million. Plantations, $30 million. And native forest logging, $12 million. I asked Victoria's Environment Minister Lily D'Ambrosio if those numbers surprised her.
Well, our government has always understood the complexity when it comes to understanding the value of our natural environment, and it's simply not the way that it's been presented to us for a long time now.
As the Victorian government grapples with the long-term future of the Central Highlands and its struggling timber industry, Minister Lily D'Ambrosio says it's important that other non-timber values are recognised.
The tourism benefits, the health benefits that get derived from preserving and protecting our natural environment, all of these are absolutely important, especially in a time of climate change where water is becoming more a scarce resource for us. Understanding the place of water is absolutely imperative that we make that part of the discussion.
So Melbourne is Australia's fastest growing city. Its water catchments are locked up in this Central Highlands region. The annual value of that water is estimated at more than $300 million. Those values are threatened by logging. Will the Victorian government use this as another way of looking at or phasing out forestry operations in this region?
Well, these are complex issues, no doubt, and certainly what is really important, of course, is that we appreciate the values of other industry that comes out of our forests. I mean, we know that water supply has a great value, tourism, agriculture, carbon, plantation timber, native timber, all of these have a value. But importantly, of course, also is understanding the economic benefits of all of these types of attributes that come from our natural environment.
I asked Professor Lindemeyer from the ANU if there was an understanding within government, based at least on the numbers in his report, that stopping native forest logging in the Central Highlands appeared to make economic sense.
I think there's a broad understanding that that is the case. At this stage, nobody basically has grown sufficient spine to actually make the right decision in terms of the best outcome for Victoria and Victorians.
The Victorian government is reported to be close to sealing a deal on buying into the Hayfield Mill in the Central Highlands. It's the last major hardwood mill in the region. What sort of money are we talking about for this deal, and what does this new research mean for that?
My understanding is that the Victorian government is going to co-invest $50 million in the Hayfield Mill, and our environmental accounts work suggests that that is a very poor investment, and it suggests it for a number of reasons. The first one is that the value of the water is more than 25 times the value of the timber, and the second thing that comes from the environmental accounts is that it shows us that the timber resource, the saw log asset, is declining very rapidly, which means that the basis for the investment in the mill is a very poor one because there's not going to be enough timber to run the mill for much longer.
The proposed national rollout of environmental accounting also promises to fundamentally shift the decades-old argument over land clearing in Queensland. Stephen Miles is State Environment Minister.
There's already plenty of evidence that we are clearing too much forest and we need to do more to keep trees in the ground. But if a system of national environmental accounts helps make that case even stronger, then I'm all for it.
Visiting Indonesian tropical forester Aida Greenbury is co-chair of the Private Sector Roundtable for the Asia-Pacific Rainforest Partnership. She says forests are the low-hanging fruit for Australia to more easily meet its climate commitments. On a visit last week, Aida Greenbury called for an immediate moratorium on all deforestation in Australia, including land clearing.
The current deforestation or current conversion of native forests or natural forests need to be halted, need to be under moratorium for a while until we can define what deforestation is.
Could farmers or governments argue that land clearing for agriculture is not deforestation?
Forest clearing is forest clearing. When you clear a forest, the ecosystem change, the biodiversity change, and although you let it to grow back, what will be grown back will not be the same. So we have to use a precautionary approach when we want to clear any natural forest or native forest in any condition.
Is Australia being slightly hypocritical here, trying to protect forests in Asia, but still having such high deforestation rates internally?
I'm not sure if it's a hypocrite or not, but sometimes, you know, the elephant in front of your eyes is you cannot really see. And, you know, it's a lot tougher to criticize yourself sometimes. But deforestation now has become a major issue in greenhouse gas emissions. I think it's time for Australia to also have a closer look in deforestation in its own country.
You have a global perspective. What is the world thinking? What is the world saying when it looks at Australia?
Oh, well, that it hasn't done enough in terms of combating climate change. And I can understand that. But I think Australia can try to prioritise what can be done first in addressing climate change. Like forest is something simple in combating climate change. These are the low-hanging fruit that I think Australia can pay attention now and then maybe talk about mining industry and everything else later on.
That's Aida Greenbury, co-chair of the Private Sector Roundtable for the Asia-Pacific Rainforest Partnership. And in that report by Greg Borschmann.